COVID-19, a world in crisis. Questions and answers in this one-on-one conversation with Vista Radio Director of News, Wendy Gray.
Good morning, and joining me today is Vic Fedeli, Ontario's Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. Minister Fedeli, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Wendy, it's great to have this chance to chat.
Minister Fedeli, I know we want to get into the discussion of the Ontario Together program and the Made in Ontario initiative, but before we do that, let's talk about Ontario's supply of personal protective equipment for frontline workers. We hear stories of there not being enough masks to go around in hospitals, not enough gowns, sanitizer, and gloves. How did we get here?
Well, I can tell you, Wendy, that I get the reports from our ministry and the Ministry of Health every morning that show exactly how many, how much PPE or personal protective equipment is at each and every single hospital right across the province, and also what their what I'll call their burn rate, so we know how many they're going through on a daily and a weekly basis. And there, as far as I can see on the reports that the hospitals send us to the ministry every day, that they have adequate supply of PPE. On a go-forward basis, I also get the reports of what is being delivered on a daily and a weekly basis, and the two seem to be lining up well. I know that, you know, they might like to have this massive inventory sitting on their shelves so they don't have to think about it every day, but we're controlling that so that it gets to them on an as-needed basis, and that seems to be working very, very well. But that also leads into our whole Made in Ontario peak production solution.
Okay, before we get there, though, are you saying that some of the stories that we're still seeing from frontline workers are anecdotal and not actually happening?
Wendy, all I can say is I look at the charts on a regular basis as to which supplies the hospitals. They must issue their report every day or every night, I guess, to the Ministry of Health as to which PPE they have, exactly how many they have, what their burn rate is, and what their anticipated requirements are. The ministry then continues to, with a regular stream, forwarding to them. So what I am saying is, while they may like to have a massive inventory sitting there so they have a level of understanding, the fact is the PPE is shipped out to them on a regular basis so that it lines up with what they're going to require.
Okay. Thank you for that. What is the thought process of the Ontario Together program asking industry to retool to produce and manufacture PPE? Where did that idea come from?
Well, Premier Ford said, you know, early in this entire outbreak, look, we don't make everything we need in Ontario and that has to change. We ought not to be in a scenario where we're so reliant on overseas products. He said, I want to see these things made in Ontario. And so we've done two things. First, we put a call out on our website, Ontario Together, and we've asked people and companies, what can you make? And it's pretty binary. You can go on there and it's masks, yes or no, ventilators, yes or no, that type of thing. And so far we've had almost 17,000 submissions now to the Ontario Together portal, and 3,700 companies have offered their ideas to retool their plants to make masks, sanitizers, wipes, that type of thing. And so that was the first stage. And if you don't mind, I'll carry on with that a little bit. It's been an amazing success story when you see these 17,000 people, mostly companies. So we have Ford, for instance, making face shields at their auto plant. We've got Honda in alignment with Sterling, making 265,000 face shields every week. The first call that I made months ago now, month and a half ago, I should say, was to Canada Goose, because just months before that, I had, as minister, toured their plant and recalled, of course, all of the sewers they have, and called them up and said, look, we're going to need things made in Ontario that we're buying overseas. And now they're supplying 700,000 gowns from Canada Goose. So I can go on with those kinds of stories, just quite literally on and on.
So 17,000. So who manages that? 17,000 companies have said we can retool. Who is managing that?
Yeah, so it's between our Ministry of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade and the Ministry of Consumer and Government Services. They've been answering all of the submissions. Everybody from our entire ministries are now geared towards the procurement, and I'm just going to always call it PPE for personal protective equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We've got just quite literally an army of our staff are answering the army of calls to action from the various companies. So we've seen, for instance, the large auto parts makers, Linamar, is involved with making 20 or so different components of a ventilator. We've ordered 10,000 ventilators from O2. We've also seen Danby, the fridge company, the refrigerator company that most people would recognize. Mm-hmm. They're now making ventilators. The large auto parts maker, Magna, they donated 500,000 masks this week. You know, they spent $1 million buying those masks to donate to the province of Ontario, but they're also now a partner with another auto parts maker, Woodbridge, and they together are making level 3 surgical masks. They're making 1 million a week right now.
So, Minister Fedeli, are these companies being paid for this creation of all of this PPE equipment?
Again, two different answers here. So the first thing is these companies are all manufacturers. Everybody that I've mentioned so far, they're all manufacturers that have a product that they put for sale at a fair and reasonable price. So they're all made their own investments to the various pieces of equipment that require them to do this. Greenfield Global has provided with a new Health Canada certificate to provide the ethanol to make sanitizers. So we've seen many distillers around Ontario now making sanitizer. They're all doing that at their own expense. The face shields, again, I've mentioned Ford and Sterling. The test kits, Spartan Bioscience in Ottawa, they got their Health Canada approval for what they call the Spartan Cube. So the province of Ontario, we've bought 900,000 of those test kits from them. So none of them have any provincial investment that I've mentioned, but they all have products that they're putting for sale in the marketplace. So far, we bought $150 million worth of goods from the website, more than 5 million gloves, 20 million masks, 250,000 face shields, 50,000 little pocket sanitizers, and the list goes quite frankly goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other side of this is the Ontario Together Fund. Now that is a $50 million fund where the Premier said, all right, when this is over and done with, we want to continue to make PPE here in Ontario. So this fund is available for companies now to permanently retool and make these goods. And so that we're starting to see an intake of applications for that $50 million, and we'll begin to award these funds for companies that will now either retool on a permanent basis or buy new equipment. So these will be a whole other subset of companies.
This is such a great news story, and we certainly need great news stories right now. And 17,000 companies across Ontario saying, yes, we're here to help, and yes, we're going to help. I guess what we all want to sort of talk about is when this is over as it's going to be. You sort of answered that question, my next question earlier, but my question is, what happens when this is over? And industry does want to get back to their own production lines. They obviously have the option to retool with this $50 million fund.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, Ford makes cars. I can't imagine that, I don't mean to speak for them, but I can't imagine that, you know, Ford is going to get into the face shield business on a permanent basis. Ford and Honda and GM and Chrysler and Toyota, they've all stepped up in huge ways where they have manufacturing expertise that they've shared with Ontario to help us through this. But they're going to go back to making cars. So what the Premier has said is we do want to be self-reliant on PPE in the future. So this fund is to for companies, whether they're existing manufacturing companies, machine shops that can make ventilators or fabric facilities that can make gowns or masks. We want this to be a permanent business that we can supply, A, all of Ontario, B, Canada, and C, export. We want to bring new monies into Ontario through exporting as well. So that is where the $50 million Ontario Together Fund will come in.
Excellent. Let's keep talking about the future. Premier Ford alluded to a Jobs and Recovery Committee on Monday that is being formed to discuss and decide how and when Ontario will reopen its economy. Can you tell us what that framework looks like and what the benchmarks that need to be hit, as he put it, are?
It's in early days, but I can tell you the committee has met. I do sit it. I'm the vice chair of that committee, and we have met, of course, electronically. And each of the ministers that are sitting on that now are talking to their stakeholders, various stakeholders. So, for instance, natural resources would be talking to people in the resource sector, and tourism and culture would be talking to a lot of the events and retail that are involved in restaurants and that type of thing. We're each out talking to our stakeholders now and coming back as a group with, all right, here is what the sector, who know best, are saying. That they need to help in this recovery, or they want to lead the recovery. Just think about this for a sec. We in Ontario are the number two IT cluster in all of North America after Silicon Valley. We have 22,000 IT businesses, 375,000 IT employees. You know, thank heavens we were, because here we are. I operate my ministry from three Blackberries, a very hardened laptop, and a desktop. Because we have the technology here in Ontario, we're a tech-driven province, and thankfully that was in place, and I expect that to be just burgeoning now and leading part of the recovery, because people are going to make the decision that, wow, I spent a month and a half working on Zoom and other Microsoft products and working from home. This can work. And so we're going to see a real demand here for tech. We're going to see a required increase of demand for broadband and networking services. So, you know, that's just one example. Life sciences, advanced manufacturing resources, those are all others. But I'm just sort of picking on the IT sector because it's so obvious today.
Yes, thanks. You're quite right. Thank heavens we did have it.
Yeah. You know what else? You think about just before COVID-19 outbreak, here we were in Ontario. We'd seen the business community, because of the changes that we had made. I don't want this to sound political, but I'm just making a fact. Because of the changes we had made, 300,000 new jobs were created in Ontario because we cut about $5 billion out of the cost of doing business. Well, that still stands today. Those businesses coming back know that the Ontario is becoming a lower-cost area, region, and jurisdiction to produce. So our biggest problem before COVID-19 was we had 250,000 jobs that we couldn't find people for. So, you know, I fully expect that us to, it won't be the same, and the sectors won't be the same, but I fully expect to see our economy return with a vengeance.
Premier Ford had said that we could possibly see a relaxation of public health measures, possibly, by the May long weekend yesterday on CFRA. And then later in his media briefing yesterday, he backtracked a little bit. So what is the timeline the Jobs and Recovery Committee is looking at to restart business? And what role will public health have in that decision?
Yeah, our job in the committee will be to provide the framework, not necessarily the dates, but the framework here. When this metric is met, we should, you know, consider opening these types of businesses or start launching this type of recovery program. So the group more has the framework first, followed by the actual introduction of various programs, if indeed there are any. And a lot of it will be guided by the advice from the Chief Medical Officer of Health. You know, we want people to know that we're returning to a safe and safe workplaces. The safety and the well-being of the citizens is number one priority for the Premier and for all of us, above and beyond anything else. So we'll always take the guidance from the Chief Medical Officer of Health to help inform our decisions about when to start moving forward with various sectors.
Okay. Minister Fedeli, do you want to add anything else that we haven't touched on?
I got a great story. You know, so I have, when I was mayor of North Bay, I had met this guy, Alexander Neck, and he's an immigrant from Germany. And he called and he said, I have listened to you on the radio talking about, you know, Ford and other companies that are going to make all this PPE. But I got to tell you, I'm sitting here at my dining room table with my three daughters. I've got a laser cutter and we're making 500 face shields right now. And he said, us little guys will continue helping out until the big guys are ready to deliver. And I thought he just captured the full spirit of Ontario.
That's an excellent story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Vic. And take care of yourself and stay healthy.
Thank you. You as well.
For breaking news and the latest local impacts, keep listening to This Vista Radio Station.